Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, hey, good afternoon. Welcome. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Great to be with you on this Thursday afternoon, hoping the rain stays off because I got softball tonight. You know, there's only two games left. So after softball, that's my sign that summer is over. You know, we all have that sign of when we were in school, it was, oh my gosh, it's August. I'm going to be in school a month from now, right? For me, it's the end of softball. Tonight, the first NFL preseason game, that'll usually, you know, give you a sign of fall being right around the corner. But for me, it's when the softball season is over. And for us, a game this week, playoffs next week. Now we win the playoff game, we play another week, right? But I don't want to get my hopes up, even though it's a good team. I have to say this, for the first time, and I think I've been playing softball on that team for 15 years, for the first time in 15 years, I have a four-game hit streak. And these are like real hits, not, you know, someone in the field bobbled the ball or overthrew first base. It was really four games where I'm having real hits to the outfield. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing what you can do after going to a batting cage. But neither here nor there. Looking forward to that. Now, David earlier in the day, he kicked off his show talking about deer. And I have to say, I don't know what happens at night, but does every deer in the North Towns go to Young's Road in Amherst? Because on my drive to work, I debate every day, but I'm always, you know, I don't want to get here late. I debate when I drive in the morning, right? A little different when I'm filling in for Tom. But when I drive here in the morning, I usually leave my apartment around 3:55, 4 o'clock, right? And I always debate, should I just take transit where there's more lights, right? Take transit to Maple or drive down to Young's. And I always drive down to Young's because I don't want to waste the gas. But it seems as if Young's Road in Amherst is just lined with deer when it's at night. Every day, doesn't matter what day, anytime between 3:30 and 4:30, Young's Road is lined with deer. Young's Road might be my least favorite. Brian and I did this a few weeks ago. What's your least favorite road in Western New York? Young's Road might be mine, and it has nothing to do with, you know, potholes or the road being in rough shape. But at night, it's the home of all the North Town deer. And during the day, it's the home of drivers that don't know what they're doing. Right? I mean, Young's Road at Sheridan or Maple, there's always, you have to wait for that light. And that's not really on the drivers. That's not fair. But, you know, we've all been there when you're upset in traffic and it's no one in traffic's fault. Who do you blame? Oh, these idiot drivers, right? But to be honest, it's a really quick light. And if you're going anywhere in a hurry between 9 and 6, you're going to get stuck at Sheridan and Maple because there's only two lanes. And it's going to, you know, if you're in the way back of the line where I usually am, you're going to be sitting there for 4 or 5 times through the light before you can finally go. You know, and it's everyone's fault, right? But again, in reality, when you're not in that situation, it's not everyone's fault. It's just a quick light. And there's nothing you can do about it. But David talking about deer this morning, every day driving into work, when I do my morning shift, it is, I'll tell you, I know I have a reputation of having a lead foot. Not in the morning. I go about 25 to 30 miles an hour down Young's Road. I'm happy when there's no one coming the other way so I can have the bright lights on, looking everywhere. Your perspective on deer in the road really changes after you hit a deer. And when I was in college, I had my 98 Altima, the best car I've ever owned. I was on North Forest Road late at night. And this is before I knew that usually if you see one deer, there's going to be another one. I had not been taught this. So, you know, I slammed the brakes for the one deer and then start to move my car again. And here comes the other one right into the side of my car. Ever since then, I've been very cautious of deer sightings. Anytime I see a deer on the side of the road, I assume that thing is going to come run for my car, right? And it really, it's interesting to talk to someone or drive with someone who hasn't hit a deer. Or you know what I mean? It's a very different perspective after you've done thousands of dollars of damage to your car. It's a different perspective when you see a deer on the road and how you react to it. My least favorite are the people who don't react at all, you know? But that's an issue driving to work from Amherst. And when I lived in Orchard Park, you know, I'd leave my apartment complex, and I don't think there was one day that I didn't see a deer inside the apartment complex. And I don't mean inside the buildings, obviously, but running around before I even get out of the apartment complex. So deer is a topic for me. It's a sore subject because it reminds me of the deer accident I was in and then my drive into work every day trying to avoid those deer. And I think anyone listening to my voice, right? Anyone out there listening to my voice has had that issue, right? Either you've hit a deer, you've had a close call, you've driven late at night, and you've had one run right in front of your car. I mean, it's a stressful situation. And I am probably the least stressed person, but let me tell you, I see a deer on the side of the road. I see one in the road. You know, I go into, just stress mode. Heart's beating fast, right? And you've got to think within a second, how am I going to react to this? And the wrong move, you know, could either put you in danger of hitting the deer or put you in danger of hitting someone else. You know, sometimes if you're on a busy road, it's a split decision you've got to make. And it's a very stressful situation. And that's why, you know, I may have a reputation with my driving, but when it comes to late driving and places that I know there are usually deer, I'm always on guard. So I had to react to that because I heard David talking about it this morning. Now, this first hour, you know, and we're going to go all over the place today, okay? You heard David talking about NY23. I do think it's interesting where our political ads have gone in 2022. You know, and I always talk about this, and we talked about this when I filled in for David a few days ago. I wish the ads weren't as toxic, right? It didn't have to get so toxic, especially in a primary, because your hope for a political primary is that, okay, who the constituents think is the best candidate will win, and then anyone running in the primary can come together and support the candidate. That's what you hope for, right? I don't care what political party you're in, Democrats, Republican, other political parties that have primaries. No matter your party, you want the losers or the people that weren't, I don't want to call them losers, people that, you know, the people that the constituents didn't think were the best option to represent them in the election, you want them to rally behind the candidate that the constituents within the party thought would be the best option to win in November. And that's what a primary is. I think a lot of people forget what a primary is. A primary is who can beat the other party in November. That's what a primary is supposed to be. You might not like the person who can win in November, but that's what you're supposed to do in a primary. That's neither here nor there. But with these toxic ads, and it's not just Nick and Carl, by the way, right? They're the example now because really in our region, that's the most contested primary, and it's getting a lot of media. But with these political ads now, I mean, they are just so toxic within the party. You do find it difficult to believe that August 24th, the candidate and the person who didn't win are going to be able to come together. And to me, that kind of sucks, right? Because now I don't vote in Y23. I live in Amherst. But, you know, I like Nick and I like Carl. They've both been really good to me, my short career in radio. They're both people that I could send a text to right now and get for Hardline, get on this show. And I have a lot of respect for both guys, right? I don't like seeing it. I don't like seeing the back and forth, like David talked. I don't like seeing the back and forth that we're seeing. Obviously, you're in it to win it. I understand that. I get that. However, I wish it wasn't as toxic as it's become, some of the insults back and forth, right? But I do hope on August 24th, whoever the candidate is, that the person who did not get the primary does rally behind them in the general election. I would like to see that. And I'd be saying the same thing if we were talking about two members in the Democrat Party. I want to get rid of this toxic political climate we're in, you have to start with, hey, maybe our primary shouldn't be as toxic. But NY23, I think it's going to be very it has been very interesting to follow. And obviously, as the host of Hardline, it's given me a lot to talk about on Sundays. So for that, I'm thankful. I'm happy following it. I really hope whatever happens August 23rd, that the two candidates can come together, rally around the candidate in November. And that's that. And believe me, we'll be talking more about that on Hardline Sunday. Even though a lot of people hearing my voice don't vote in NY23, it's being followed by most people. I mean, there are people who wish they were in NY23. There are people who have never lived in NY23 that, you know, are following this very closely. And on August 23rd, it will only be followed here in Western New York closely, but you're going to, you know, probably see stuff on the national networks about it because it does have a lot of... It has a lot of eyes on it nationally heading into November. Okay, so this first segment, I want to talk about something that I read on a fortune cookie this morning. I know. Joe, didn't you just tell us on Wednesday that you're trying to lose weight? Or on Tuesday? Yes. I had a fortune cookie. I apologize. I found a fortune cookie, and I had it right after the gym. So, you know. The fortune cookie said, always accept yourself the way you are. And I thought that was very interesting because we've all had that moment in our life. Most of us when we were younger. But we've all had that moment in our life where we've had a problem accepting us the way we are, accepting ourselves the way we are, right? We've always wanted to change this about us or, I'd like to act more like that person. But deep down, you're not that person. You're you, right? We've all had that. Like I said, mostly when we were younger. You know, when I was in high school, I always wanted to, beginning of every school year, right? I think a lot of people can relate to this. The beginning of every school year, I'm going to change my fashion. I'm going to change the way I dress at school. I'm going to change this. I'm going to change that. But deep down, Joe, you're the guy who wears, Bill stuff, Virginia Tech stuff, and Met stuff. I mean, that's just who you are. You know, I'm not the guy that wears the shark tooth necklace, right? I mean, that's just not me. But every school year in middle school and the first part of high school, hey, I'm going to be this guy, right? I'm going to wear a T-shirt with an unbuttoned shirt over it because I feel like I am the guy on the cover of the Aeropostale magazine. But I'm not. I'm me. And, now at 33, I'm happy being me, right? I like my personality. There were times where I wanted to change my personality. I don't know why. But at the end of the day, you know, it did take a while for me to accept me the way I am. And I want to know out there at 803-0930, have you had this difficulty or have you observed someone having a difficulty, always trying to change who they are? Now, I'm not saying, you know, this doesn't go for a perfect example. Right now, I'm trying to be a lot thinner. I used to be a lot thinner. I don't mean that. I mean who you are as a person, right? You have people, again, this is me. There was a time where I was like, you know what? I think sometimes I'm too nice. I'm just, you know, I'm going to be the guy who just criticizes everyone in a sarcastic way. That didn't really fit me well because usually people would have a better comeback. But I want to know from you, 803-0930, always accept yourself the way you are. Have you ever had that issue? Have you observed someone having that issue? And does social media make it more difficult? Because social media, as we've always talked about, these are how people want you to perceive them. Oh, look at so-and-so. They're living the best life. Look at me. I'm stuck in this apartment, working this job. Do you find yourself having those discussions more because of social media and trying to change who you really are? And has there been a time in your life, because there's also this, maybe, you know, through, who knows, maybe you found yourself at a low point in your life and you became someone that you didn't even recognize. Did you ever get to that situation? And how did you turn yourself around to be, you know, because this could also be, instead of always accept yourself the way you are, well, again, maybe you've fallen on hard times, maybe some things just didn't turn out right in your life, and you are now someone that you don't even recognize, right? I don't know who that guy is, and family members might say the same thing, like, you know, you're not talking like yourself, you're not acting like yourself. What did you do to bring yourself back to someone you were happy being? That's another way to look at it. Instead of always accept yourself for the way you are, maybe you don't like the way you are. Maybe you've, again, become someone you're not happy being. What got you there and how did you get yourself back to being someone you are happy to be around other people? 803-0930, star 930. But I thought this was interesting because in the social media world, there's always a better life, right? You know, I look at it, for me, would I like to have the car that the guy across the hall from me has? Yes, I would. But you know what? I'm happy being me. I have a car that might start when I get in the driver's seat. But you know what? I wouldn't trade my experiences. I wouldn't trade what I've done in life for anything because I'm happy with who I am. 803-0930, star 930. Accepting yourself the way you are. Tell me about your experiences with that. When we come back, it's Beamer in for Bowerly on WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like one heck of a team.
The power lies on
just don't make theme songs like they used to. You'll never get a theme song this good ever again. You had the Power Rangers theme. You know what? Another theme song that you'll never have that was great? The song they played at the end of the Frasier Crane show. Play the Frasier song, Josh. This is how prepared we are. The Frasier song. They would play it with the credits. They'll never make something like that again. Theme songs in the 90s, peak. I mean, even the Seinfeld theme song, it was just so simple. Never have anything like that again. We'll see if Josh finds the correct Frasier theme song, which was sang by Kelsey Grammer, by the way. But you'll never do that anymore. I mean, half these shows now don't even have theme songs because people watch them on delay and they'll fast forward right through it. Here's the Frasier theme song. This was great. Yes. This is the album cut. That's still good.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling.
Oh, yeah.
Salads and scrambled eggs. And maybe I seem a bit confused.
I mean,
yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged.
You would never not watch the end of Frasier because you'd want to hear the song, Toss Salad and Scrambled Eggs. They're calling again. When did that start? What was like the peak sitcom theme song? Maybe not just sitcoms, maybe everything. I'd say, Friends, yeah. Okay. Talk about overplayed theme song. But yes. But, you know, mid-80s to 99 peak theme songs? Because, like I said, now, you know, everything's on Netflix, everything's streaming. You can just press the skip intro button. So there's really no reason for an intro now. But, you know, all the shows I grew up on, I remember the theme songs more than I remember the show. Power Rangers were a great show, don't get me wrong. But I remember the theme song more than I remember, you know, Bulk and Skull. They were the goofy guys at school, Josh, if you're wondering. You're giving me a confusing look, who Bulk and Skull with. And Bulk and Skull had their own theme song. I mean, you don't have that anymore. Like I said, now, it's there's nothing. You know, all these parts that make a good show. I mean, you know, back in the day, they would make all this film. And then, you know, only so many parts would get into the show. Now, well, we don't need to fit it into a 25-minute window. We can make this episode as long as we want. Like Brian said, that's the issue with Stranger Things. You know, you're watching, I mean, they're longer than Columbo episodes. I don't know. I like good theme. If you, we'll make that the bumps today. The bumps today will be TV show theme songs. So if you have a good TV show theme song that you think we should use as a bump, text that in at 803-0930. And we will pick the three best, because there's three bumps left in the show, and we will play those theme songs. Have a little fun with the bumps, and we'll have the audience throwing in their requests. 803-0930. Now, we're also talking about accepting yourself the way you are, right? And I think for most people, that's true, you know? Again, I look at myself, right? Am I ever going to be, you know, Joe Beamer, millionaire, billionaire? Of course not, right? Of course not. I'm happy the way things are right now, you know? I love the place I live in. Obviously, I do still love my wife, right? Life's awesome. Do I wish I had a new car? Of course. But again, that doesn't change who I am. But I'm very happy with how my life is today, August 4th, 2022. And I'm perfectly fine accepting that. Now, when I go on, you know, social media and I see someone taking their 10th vacation of the summer, or I see someone, you know, giving a tour of their huge house, their brand new car, yeah, of course I go, well, it must be nice to be them. However, I'm not going to put myself in a ton of debt to seem like them. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? And again, I have no problem saying, well, that's just that's not my life. That's not where I am, you know? And but you do have people, if it's social media. Again, I think this is a problem we have when we are younger, right? When we're still trying to find out just who we are. You know, I mean, in high school, I always thought, you know, it wasn't very popular with the ladies to be loud and outgoing. But that's just who I am. Very difficult to change that. I mean, I guess I could. Maybe that just shows my lack of maturity. I guess you could change that. But I'm a loud, outgoing person, right? If I'm with a group of people, I'm probably going to be talking. Right? I'm probably going to be trying to lead the conversation. That's annoying to a lot of people. But that's just who I am. 803-0930, star 930. Want to know from you. Did you have a time in your life where it was difficult to accept who you are, to accept the way you are? Again, I do not have that problem at 33, but I would argue that more people in their 30s have that problem today in 2022 than had that problem in 2006. And I think social media is a big cause of that. I think a lot of people look at social media and say, look how perfect this person's life is. Why can't my life be that way? But, you know, I think as we learn throughout time, not everything's how they appear. Right? I mean, there are people that if you met them, you know, the people that seem to be perfect on social media, if you met them in real life, IRL is what the kids say now, in real life, you would realize they're not the person they portray to be. You know, that's a fake persona that they put on. Yet we let that get to us, or a lot of people let that get to them. And I would say that a lot of people my age let that get to them and say, well, I've got to start being like this person. Oh my gosh, I'm 33 and, you know, I'm not where this person is at 33. That's something that I've been guilty of doing a lot, right? I'll look at people in media who, you know, they're in their mid-20s and, you know, they're further along than I am. Well, I didn't take that course. You know, I didn't take that track. I'm doing my own thing. But, you know, there is a me from the past that would have let that bring them down. And again, I think you have to remind yourself, well, that person, that might not be everything that they're making it seem. And yeah, there are going to be people who post things on social media that they seem they have a better life than you. But again, might not be what it seems. 803-0930, star 930. And what about a time where maybe you hit rock bottom? You didn't, you know, you became someone that you don't even recognize. And how did you get out of that? How did you bring yourself back to being who you, your family, your friends recognized? Or is this something you're still struggling with? You know, we always talk about, or I always talk about, a lot when we get into politics, right? I talk about people who don't talk to their family anymore. They've lost friends because of their political beliefs. But what about someone who's lost family and friends because they, as a person, has changed? Forget their politics. You know, they're not the same person. They're not holding the same conversations anymore. They're not seen as much, right? They're not coming around family as much, especially around the holidays. Now, how do you as a family member address that? And how does you as the person, I mean, eventually you have to realize, you know, wow, I have changed and I've become someone that I don't even like. 803-0930, star 930. You can also text in on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Someone puts it perfectly. I mean, this should be on a fortune cookie, by the way. Puts it perfectly here on the text board. A lot of people are good at putting on a public persona of being happy, but secretly are miserable. And I think that goes for so many. And again, are there people out there who are just living the perfect life? Of course. And God love them. I say that. God love them. They are living the perfect life. Go out there and live your perfect life. Be happy. But you have to realize that there are also people that are making You don't know before that picture or after that picture they took on the beach. You have no idea what happened. They could have gotten, you know, into an argument with family members. They could have been having a miserable day. A lot of people who, you know, everything has to be so perfect. Let me cue you in on a little secret. I would say a majority of people, you know, are relatively happy all the time, right? But we all have our bad days. Not every day is perfect, right? Not every week is perfect. Hell, for some of us, not every year is perfect. That goes for, I would say, 99% of people fall into the same trap that we all fall in. You know, oh, I'm having an off day. I'm having an off week. Oh, I wish I could be like this person. They never have an off day. You're probably wrong. They probably do. They probably have more off days than you think. Because someone who constantly posts themselves on social media, if they didn't get 20 likes yesterday, they're probably having a really crappy day today. You know what I mean? So, I think this fortune on this fortune cookie, I think it says a lot. And believe me, I have definitely been guilty of my mood being changed because, you know, I'm not there yet. I'm not here yet. Lately, I've, you know, kind of gotten over that and just being happy with where I am in life, what I'm doing. But we've all been guilty of it. I think it's just important. Always accept yourself the way you are. I think it's beautifully written. And I just wanted to share that with you for this first hour. And, you know, just give you some food for thought. You know, just because yesterday was a bad day doesn't mean today has to be a bad day. Just remember that. That's how I always go about it. Now, here's another thing I want to get into next hour, but I'm going to set it up this hour and then probably set it up again next hour because people will be tuning in. And I had this chat with Tim Wenger before the show. And, you know, maybe I'm in the minority, and I hope I am, because that would mean people are going to call and tell me that I'm wrong, and that would be great. But, you know, as we wind down summer, and I know you're going to hate me saying that, but as we wind down summer here in beautiful Buffalo, New York, you know, a lot of people are doing their last-minute summer things, right? We got the fair coming up. A lot of people going to the local beaches, going to spend some time on the lake, either in their boat, again on the beach, maybe a friend's lake house. But here is where I stand, and I want to know from you at 803-0930. Here's where I stand on Lake Erie. And I haven't always been this way, right? When I was in high school, I would go all the time to Lake Erie, Crystal Beach, with, you know, friends from high school. We'd throw the football around. We'd hang out. You know, we'd always several times throughout summer go up there, have some fun, okay? But at 33 years old, I can say this. I don't think I'm ever going to go into Lake Erie again. And what I mean is swimming. You want to invite me to your boat? Great. I will definitely go on your boat. You want to invite me to your lake house? I love it. Nice vacation setting. Let's do it. I'll go sit at the beach. Of course. But I don't think I'm ever going to go into Lake Erie ever again. And that is what I want to get into the next hour. I want you guys to start thinking about that. Because I know a lot of people disagree with me, and I would love to hear the disagreements. But I'm also a hypocrite. And we'll get into that next hour. But at 803-0930, star 930, we are asking you, you know, how did you come about accepting yourself the way you are? And Terry's in New Mexico. Terry? Hey, Terry?
Yeah.
Hey. What's up?
I didn't hear the thing.
That's all right.
I'm in Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. Nice.
Never come back. It's terrible. It's awful. But anyway, I wanted to just chime in a little bit. You know, for a long, long time, I've been doing HVAC now, like 18 years. Basically, since I got out of the military in 2005, I pretty much was forced back into this just from life situation. My wife was pregnant, and this was the only education that I had to fall back on. The original game plan was to go to college and become a law enforcement officer. I mean, since I was like 5 years old, you know, that's like the only thing I ever envisioned myself being. And so coming out of the military, you know, you feel like you have a purpose. There's a sense of, you know, pride, and you know, you're doing something for somebody, or there's, you know, all kinds of things that come with, you know, putting on that uniform every day. And as I transitioned back into the civilian world and I got into this HVAC stuff and I started working my way back up the ranks because I had to relearn a lot of stuff that I'd forgotten over the years that I was in the military. I just felt like I'm just a mechanic, man. You know, I'm nobody. I just drive around fixing air conditioners. Most of the time, nobody's grateful. Now that I do strictly commercial, nobody's ever grateful. They just want their stuff fixed, and that's fine. I don't need to add a boy. I've been doing it long enough. But for, you know, years, I just felt like, man, I need to be something better, something more. I need something for my boys to be proud that I am. And slowly but surely, with maturity and all that stuff, I started looking at, you know, my boys got a roof over their head. They got nice clothes. My wife's taken care of. You know, all the little things that, you know, we take for granted every single day, I've been fortunate to accumulate, you know, not just myself, but with my wife, too. And I learned to accept that, you know, just because I'm an HVAC dude, that's not the man that I am. It's my job, you know, it's a skill that I have, and I take it, you know, I'm even more proud of it now because so few people can do it. We're almost a commodity at this point. But again, you know, I even had a guy one time, we were out at a lake, and we were talking, and he's like, so he was talking about how he's a substitute teacher in this real small town in Texas. I'm not knocking his job. I'm just saying it probably didn't pay very well. And he was, you know, a substitute teacher, and he was bragging about it. And I didn't find anything wrong with that. And he asked me what I did. And I said, you know, that I'm an HVAC technician. And he smirked and said, well, it could be worse. And I look back at him and I say, yeah, I guess I could be a substitute teacher in Lockhart, Texas. He didn't like that very much. But anyway, there's people out there that look down on people like me, plumbers, electricians, you know, welders, HVAC guys. They think, you know, because you're holding a tool, you're stupid, you know. And I meet a lot of people every single day that I'm glad that I'm doing what I'm doing and not what they're doing. And I'm not knocking anybody with gainful employment. I'm just saying that I feel grateful that I'm not on the side of the road scraping up asphalt or digging a ditch or doing whatever. But again, like I said, I'm maybe getting off topic. But again, it took me a long time to get over the fact that, you know, this is who I am. This is my job. I'm good at it. And it doesn't define the rest of my life. It's how I provide for my family. And once I realized that it's not just about me anymore, it's about doing what I'm supposed to do to provide for mine, then, it, you know, I take it with a smile. You know, some days are good, some days are bad, but at the end of the day, I get to go home to my nice new house. I got a truck. You know, I'm happy. I'm content. I know I'll never be a millionaire, but I'm content, and I'm cool with that, you know, because my kids have a lot more growing up right now than I ever did growing up. And turning these wrenches and my wife doing what she does provides that, you know? And so that's where I'm at.
Hey, Terry, great perspective. And you know, that's another thing I think people, I think everyone at some point has had, you know, to come to realization that your job doesn't define you. You know, you're going, you're making money, or you're putting food on the table. That defines you more than the job you do to bring that money home.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, of course, there's other positions. You know, like I still see police officers to this day, and I'm genuinely jealous. You know, I mean, maybe not so much these days. Like, you know, last couple of years, I've kind of been grateful that I didn't end up in that field because I feel bad, you know, for what they're having to go through. But, you know, there's still a piece of me that's like, man, I would have been so good at that,
yeah.
You know? But we move along and move forward. I'm jealous of you guys. I'm jealous of you, David, Tom. I love that you guys have that job. I wish, you know, I like that. Obviously, I call a lot. So, I mean,
hey.
I appreciate what you guys do, too. I think it's awesome. And I'm happy for you guys that you guys get to do what you love.
And Terry, we love when you call in. We love when everyone calls in. And thank you for great perspective, great way to put it. And I hope you have a safe travel home from New Mexico.
I appreciate you, man. I sure will.
All right. Terry, who's usually in Texas, calling from New Mexico, puts it in great perspective. And I think a lot of people deal with that as well, you know, but your job doesn't define you. You know, we all go to work to make money. That's what we do. We go to work, we get a paycheck, and then we have that money to go on vacations, to provide for a family. That's more of what defines you, that you go, you work, you know, some of us work more than one job, right, to bring money home, but that defines you more than what the actual job is. 803-0930, star 930. We'll continue taking calls on this, and also when we come back, we'll start talking about Lake Erie. Do you go swimming in Lake Erie? And do you view Lake Erie as is clean, cleaner, or dirtier than an ocean? 803-0930, star 930. Beamer in for Bowerly, taking your calls. And don't forget, theme song request on the text board at 803-0930 from old shows. As I said, they don't make show theme songs like they used to. What's one you'd like to hear as a bump in these next 3 hours? 803-0930, back after this.